This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World leaders turned up the heat and resorted to end-of-the-world rhetoric Monday in an attempt to bring new urgency to sputtering international climate negotiations. The metaphors were dramatic and mixed at the start of the talks known as the COP26. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson described global warming as a doomsday device strapped to humanity. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told his colleagues that humans are digging our own graves, and Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley, speaking for vulnerable island nations, added moral thunder, warning leaders not to allow the path of greed and selfishness to sow the seeds of our common destruction. Amid the speeches, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said his coal-dependent country will aim to stop adding greenhouse gases to the atmosphere by the year 2070. That's two decades after the United States and at least 10 years later than China. Modi said that the goal of reaching net zero by 2070 was one of five measures India planned to undertake to meet its commitments under the Paris Climate Accord. Witnesses and officials say at least three people were killed. Dozens more remain missing after the collapse of a 21-story apartment building being built in an upscale area of Nigeria's largest city. Construction worker Eric Tedup estimated that about 100 people were working at the site when the building collapsed. He and his brother were among those who managed to escape. It was not immediately known what caused the high-rise to collapse, but such incidents are often attributed to poor construction work by private developers. Observers say enforcement of building code regulations in Nigeria is also weak. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's prime minister has called on citizens to redouble their efforts to combat the rival Tigray forces who claim to have seized key cities on major highway leading to the capital. A move on the capital of Addis Ababa is a new phase in the war that has killed thousands of people since fighting broke out a year ago between Ethiopian and allied forces and Tigray ones who had long dominated the national government. The prime minister also warned against those who work for the enemy and live amongst us. A new wave of detentions of ethnic Tigrayans is being seen in the capital. Tigray forces say that they are pressuring Ethiopia's government to lift a months-long food blockade on their region of 6 million. As deadlines loom for U.S. military and defense civilians to get mandated COVID-19 vaccines, senior leaders are wrestling with the fate of tens of thousands who flatly refuse the shots or are seeking exemptions and how to make sure that they're treated fairly and equally. It could be a career-ending decision or it could trigger transfers, travel restrictions, and requirements to repay bonuses. Exemptions decisions will be made by unit commanders around the world on what the Pentagon says will be a case-by-case basis. That raises a vexing issue for military leaders who are pushing a vaccine mandate seen as critical to maintaining a healthy force, but want to avoid a haphazard approach with those who refuse. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison attacked the credibility of French President Emmanuel Macron as a newspaper quoted a text message that suggested France anticipated bad news about a new now scuttled submarine deal. An Australia newspaper cast doubt on President Joe Biden's explanation to Macron last week that the U.S. leader thought the French had been informed long before the September announcement that their $90 billion Australian dollar, $66 billion submarine deal with Australia would be scrapped. And Macron this week accused Morrison of lying to him at a Paris dinner in June about the fate of a five-year-old contract with the majority French state-owned naval group to build 12 conventional diesel-electric submarines. Australia canceled that deal when it formed an alliance with U.S. and Britain to acquire a fleet of 8 nuclear-powered submarines built with U.S. technology. The chief executive of British bank Barclays stepped down Monday following a report by United Kingdom regulators into his past links with the late financier and sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Jeff Staley has previously said he deeply regrets his relationship with Epstein, who killed himself in a federal jail in New York. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.